In terms of new agents with AML, which is a bigger and bigger topic, there were a couple of things I wanted to sort of pick your brain a little bit about. And one of them is venetoclax. And of course, we've been talking a lot about that with CLL. Now we're talking about with mantle cell. We're talking about with myeloma. It's popping up everywhere. But what about in AML?
Well, I think that's another drug that may get approval soon in AML. And the data still are not hugely robust, actually, but definitely combination therapy has been tested with hypomethylating agents with venetoclax, and it is an active combination. The durability of the responses, the duration, and the overall response rate, I don't think it's been very well defined yet. There aren't a lot of publications out there yet. A lot of people are using this drug, including us, occasionally when we've got very few options left, and maybe that's not the right time to be using it in combination with hypomethylating agents.
How's it tolerated, incidentally? And particularly, obviously, with CLL, everybody's pretty psyched up about looking for
Tumor
TLS, tumor
lysis.
lysis
Yeah,
syndrome.
so that's an interesting thing that we have. The current indication, of course, is to admit patients to initiate treatment. And while we still do that, we have not yet, at least in our hands at our institution, seen any evidence of tumor lysis with venetoclax in AML.
Yeah, and actually, you don't hear about it in mantle cell or
Yeah,
myeloma.
it's really
So,
interesting. I think it's just so exquisitely sensitive in CLL.
well, also the issue of actual BCL2 activity in these diseases, and it's said that CLL is more. I mean, I don't know how much it is in AML.
Right, how dependent the cells are on it.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think it also may have to do with the fact that in CLL, you've got such a huge circulating disease burden, and the lymph node burden is quite high. And this effect seems to be so profound so quickly in terms of lymphatic, attacking the lymph nodes. But interestingly, what you're saying is in mantle cell, you don't see that. So I didn't actually know that. But I haven't seen it at all in AML. And I don't know if it's just because of the bulk peripheral disease that's present in CLL and that's what makes it so potent, or because what you said, that these cells are so dependent on BCL2 for survival.
Dr. Sashi Kumar told me of myeloma fame from Mayo Clinic that there's some kind of BCL2 assay out there and that it's higher in CLL, but I guess that's pretty early.
You mean in terms of its expression?
Yeah.
It's clearly aberrantly expressed in both myeloid and lymphoid, acute lymphoid leukemia as well, and in myeloid leukemia. And many years ago, another failed study that we did was with an antisense to BCL2 in AML.
Wow.
And so we had the idea like around 2000, 2001, we knew it was aberrantly expressed in AML, and it was this oligonucleotide antisense BCL2 inhibitor, which we did as a big national study in the CALGB, and it was sadly a completely negative study. I think it was just the fact that potentially the antisense was just not very effective.